is a News 1130 special report.
She inspires every woman she works with, relating to them like no one else can, because like them, she too was addicted to drugs and living on Vancouver's downtown east side. News 1130's John Ackerman introduces us to the Courage to Come Back Award recipient in the addiction category.
Deborah Carter has many titles: homelessness prevention worker, single mother's facilitator, and outreach worker. But you may want to add another title to that list: miracle worker.
I believe in helping women where they're at, so even if it's just, you know, handing out a clean pair of socks every day to somebody, and that's my relationship for 2 months, then that's how we build it.
And she knows miracles. She's lived one herself. Leaving an abusive relationship, she ended up in a rollover crash, the pain from it sending her into a search for harder drugs, until finally she was a homeless addict and about to learn she was 5 months pregnant.
I thought I was strong enough to deal with all of it by myself, and it all caught up to me pretty quick.
At that point, she had endured so much already. A sexual assault that left her infected with hepatitis C and HIV. But it was the birth of her youngest child that spurred the change she so desperately needed.
It was that time of being in hospital, having clean time, that got me thinking about what was important and maybe turn it around.
Today, she helps women who are a lot like she was. Working out of the YWCA, she helps those facing homelessness, addiction, violence, and poverty. She doesn't exactly wear the title role model comfortably, but that's exactly what she is.
There's always hope, and things can change. Things are not hopeless. You know, when we stop trying, then that's when they're hopeless. Just to keep trying.
I'm John Ackerman.
This is a News 1130 special report.
Clean and sober for more than 10 years, she helps women on Vancouver's downtown east side put their lives back together again. News 1130's John Ackerman has a story of the Courage to Come Back Award recipient for addiction.
Deborah Carter has endured so much: sexual assault, hepatitis C, HIV, a rollover car crash, drug addiction, and homelessness. It was the pain from that car crash that sent her down a spiral of drugs and crime.
Within a couple of years, I was, you know, involved in the drug life and trying to cover it up for my family. And when they found out, from there, I had nowhere to go.
As if being homeless wasn't bad enough, fate had another surprise for her.
Eventually, I ended up in the downtown east side. And then at that time, I found myself pregnant. And that was my bottom.
Determined to regain custody, Deborah found her way to the Crabtree Support Group to receive counseling. She started volunteering there and became an employee in 2008. Giving back is a key to her recovery.
It was something I could join to be a part of, learn to be a parent again. And it was just from there, there was opportunities that came about here that I could participate in.
Today, she is a homelessness prevention worker, single mother's facilitator, and an outreach worker. Deborah's advice to her clients is the same she would have given herself had she the chance.
Have the courage to ask for help sooner. Know that you're worth it. And there's people out there who are listening.
I'm John Ackerman.
And News 1130 is a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, which will be handed out May 16th.